There we go.
Hello.
Hello, I don't see
Oh
you.
yeah, okay. I'm not sure my internet's gonna work because I'm outside. Oh
There you are. You've
wait,
got
I'll
this
change.
giant oh, there you are with the outside.
There.
There you go. Yay.
Are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm doing well, thank
You
you.
look so nice with the blue and your earrings. That suits you.
Merci. C'est
Un
trop gentil de ta part. Oui, j'ai
autre.
fortement prié pour toi.
Ah,
Es-tu là?
j'ai
Ah.
senti comme un vent chaud sur la plage le premier jour. Je t'avais envoyé l'email et j'ai senti et j'ai dit à ma mère, ah, I can feel a prayer, da, da, da. It's coming in like a sweet wind, you know, like a soft sort of, yeah. It was so
Like
sweet.
it.
It was really tough, you know.
Oh my gosh, I was so mad at him. I was so angry. I just wanted to go punch him in the face.
Thanks.
No,
I love
like
that.
a mother and a best friend. You know,
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
oh, I even told Richard. I was like,
I really.
yeah.
What did he say?
Well, yeah. Oh, he was just like, we can just pray for her. That's it.
Oh.
Oh, il est trop gentil, hein? Lui, il est trop gentil.
Oh, that's
But,
so sweet. I love
well, you look beautiful. You
that.
look
Thanks.
beautiful.
I feel in one way I feel good, and then in another way I just feel really sad and just like missing him and just feeling like I was just listening to our last call, and I feel like, yeah, it's just really shook me up. And there was the eclipse, and I was away all week with my family, and I was just really, really sad. Like, I couldn't contain it. And I saw him yesterday because I had to take something back to him, and he said he didn't want to see me, but I just walked into his shop.
Good.
And I just said, oh, I want to come and give you the money because I owed him some money. And he's like, I don't want to take your money, just keep it. And then we had a long discussion, and it was really good, but it was sad. I just feel sad, and I feel like he just basically said you were moving so fast that I was just couldn't keep up, and you were asking for too much, but I don't feel that's accurate. And he said when you got annoyed. So we went on the trip, and the whole trip I was basically the best girlfriend ever. Like, I was just catering, helping, providing, being there for other people, blah, blah, blah. Not in my divine feminine, I think, more in the servitude. And then the night, we got there late one night, and then there was a second night. Oh, do you want to see my cat?
Yes. Hello. Oh la 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 la. Oh my gosh.
Cosmo.
Cosmo, you're so beautiful.
He's such a little cutie.
Oh my gosh, he loves you.
Yeah, he
Oh, he
loves us.
loves you.
He's
He's
really,
big.
yeah, he's big, and his tail he got attacked by a badger, but it's just growing back now.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you got attacked by a badger. Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know, it just shows the scars that we get when we go through those battles in life.
Totally, totally. I'm glad I'm not getting attacked by
You got
badgers.
attacked by a badger too.
A bit, actually,
I
yeah.
would say so.
He's a bit like a badger. That's funny, his energy. But yeah, and so we, on the way, everything went fine. But that evening, he then ended up having this kind of heated discussion with his sister-in-law, the wife of his brother, about his mum. And it just, they were going back and forth, and you could tell that, like, he wouldn't let her have her opinion, basically. It was really, really like French argumentative, but at a higher level. And then they kind of got in a conflict, and then after I said, oh, they all said, oh, it's 3 in the morning, let's go to bed. And I was like, oh, they finally we get some time together, just the two of us. And then he doesn't follow me to the tent, and I'm in the tent, and I'm having like really bad kind of memories of having this boyfriend who just stayed up really late, and I was there just for the weekend, and it just triggered me. So I got up and I was like, I'm not staying in the tent on my own. So I got up and I was like, oh, are you coming to bed? And then they were getting into a discussion about the brother who'd gone to bed already, and I was just like, fuck's sakes, like, what the hell? Like, and then I said something to him. I said, oh, you know, that's happened to me before, and I just maybe I'm a bit triggered, but I just feel, you know, I want to spend some time with you. And he just fell asleep immediately and kind of was like, sort of, why are you getting triggered? If I want to do something else, then that's on you, you know, kind of attitude. And then he fell asleep, and I was just lying there really upset, like in a very big thing for me. And then in the morning he woke up and he had a sore knee, and the energy was very, very low, and his knee was hurting. So I said, oh, if you want, I can put my hands on it. And so I did, and I heard, go and check the Louise Hay, you know, meaning for knee problems. So I went to look, and it was like stubborn, doesn't acknowledge his emotions, la la la. So I said it to him, and he was like, oh no, I don't want to get into psychological things now. And I was just like, what? Like, that's the whole point. Like, it's just your body's talking to you, you know? And then on the way back, at the very last half hour of the trip, it was like a 4 hour drive, and we'd gone there, and he'd been DJing there, and we set up his market stall because he sells jewelry, and it was like all like work, work, work. And I said on the way back, you know, I just really would like some quality time where it's just focused on us, you know. And he just was like, I'm giving you all so much already, you're asking for too much. And he just kind of really got like very argumentative, was very high tone pitch. And I just was like, you don't need to talk with, you know, don't need to, tu dois pas hausser le ton, il n'y a pas besoin d'hausser le ton. I said that. On peut avoir une discussion calme.
Why?
And then he just was like, non, mais il faut que je sois ferme, il faut que je sois ferme, tu demandes beaucoup trop, blah, blah, blah. And then I just at that point was like, I had a reaction, and I just went like this. I was like, oh my God, like this. And I just hit my knees in the car. And he at that point was like, okay, that's it. That's it. Kind of like, it's finished, kind of thing. I can't do this. That reaction, I can't do. And
That what but May he was having this big reaction, but you couldn't.
no. That's it. And that's what's been happening since the beginning of, like, every time I have an emotion, he'll get annoyed, and then he'll be like, it's because you had an emotion. And then what happened was, then we didn't talk. No, he then we said goodbye in a nice way, but he was like, oh well, do you realize everything I do for you, you know, everything I have done, kind of remind me of it. So I was like, yeah, like I was just taking it on myself, because I was like, I don't wanna, I have to go and pick up Sophia now. And I was just like, and so then on Monday I wrote him a message with all the list of things that I did notice where he was there for me. And I said, I do acknowledge that, you know, you're under a lot of pressure, and I'm sorry, and I can understand my position. And I sent that, and he just liked it, didn't respond back, and then the day later said, oh, thanks for your beautiful presence, but didn't say sorry, didn't acknowledge anything he did. So then we didn't speak for 3 days, and then the night he was DJing, who were the previous nights he'd been DJing, on a Thursday night he'd come back to my place. So I think he was probably thinking of me at that point. And he sent me all these photos of the trip with a heart emoji, but no No talk, nothing. So I was like, well, why do I have to be the one again responding? Like, and I was pissed at that point because he'd made me wait so many days. So I just sent a little prayer emoji back, and then the next day, still nothing from him. And then I phone him on Saturday. That was Thursday night, Saturday. And he's like, oh, I'm busy now, I can't talk to you. I'll talk to you tonight. Let's talk tonight. So I was like, okay, we're gonna manage to talk it out. And then the first line pretty much he said on Saturday was, oh, j'ai décidé que je veux stopper la relation. And then he goes on to say, you're asking for too much. You need someone that can give you what you want. I can't give you what you want. You have a big hole inside you that cannot be filled. Il y a beaucoup trop de plaintes.
Yeah.
And then just, I honestly was so shocked that I just was like, okay, well, what do you want me to say after that? You've just said you want to end the relationship. So I then just said, okay, thanks for everything, all the beautiful moments we've had. Have a good one. I hope you find what you're looking for. And I just hung up because I just didn't know what else to say. And then no news at all. And then so the next day we were leaving for La Rochelle for a week. And I was super not okay. Like, I was really upset and shocked and angry. And then I sent him, then my period still hasn't come. So I'm like 20 days late now. I've done a pregnancy test. I don't think I'm pregnant. I think it's hormonal. But I sent him a message saying, I still don't have my period. And he sends me back this long message, kind of lecturing me about how to communicate properly, that just that message is a bit too stressful for him and it should be laid out better. And saying, I love you. I've never met someone as nice as you. You'll always be in my heart, blah, blah, blah. And then I was really not okay then. So I sent back a message saying, I'm really hurting. I'm really sad. This is really difficult. My period not coming is really making it worse. I can't remember exactly what else, but, and he didn't respond. He didn't even answer. He didn't even say, like, he didn't even acknowledge. He just completely ghosted me. And then I sent him another message because I felt like after the eclipse, I felt peaceful. And I was like, I just was like, I don't want drama. So I just said, j'ai retrouvé ma quiétude. Je t'aimerai toujours. And something else, I think, because that was what I was feeling. And then he replied to that one saying, merci pour ton message. So he replied to that one, but not the other one. And then I saw him yesterday, brought back the stuff. And it was really intense seeing him. Like, I was like shaking, but I was also like, I dressed up, so I was feeling quite confident and stuff. And I could tell he was, oh no, because he, no, that's not, he sent me another message 2 days ago saying, have you had your period? I'm really hurting. I'm really hurting. I'll always love you in my soul and body. Not heart, body. So basically, and I saw him yesterday then, and I kind of came away going, oh my God, I really fancy him. I really like him. What the hell? And then at the same time, I was like, no. And then last night, I went to Saint-Léon-sur-Vézère. I don't know if you know that little town. It's really nice.
No, I don't know it.
You'd love it. It's a really cute little town. And my friend was singing there supposedly, but actually I got the date a week wrong, so I was like okay. And Sophia was like, oh God, my mom. And so we went to see one of my artist friends who works there, and he said, how are you? And I was like, oh, I'm really a bit heartbroken, to be honest. And I said, oh, my boyfriend broke up with me on the phone. And I said, oh, it's Marvin. And he was like, "What? You're going out with Marvin? I don't see you two at all together. He's not light enough for you. You need to be with a divine being. You need someone really high vibration." And Sophia was there, and him and Sophia, and Sophia's like, I said, "Oh, Sophia's been saying that since the." No, he said to Sophia, tu l'aimais bien? And she was like, "Non, pas du tout." Anyway, so that kind of was like, I think the universe going, let go, but I really am struggling. And then I had a channeling sort of just my friend recorded a channeled message for me that she did. And she said it was about a past life in Africa.
Oh.
And that there was a wound there about self-worth where I'd been really abused and kind of not being able to express myself, and that was coming up, and that's why I was so attracted to this man who was Métis. And you know, and I feel like that's on the holiday, that's what was hurting so much, because I think I kind of fantasized that he would be the perfect fit, you know. So, and I re-listened to our call from last week, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm like saying it all. And I said to you at one point, oh, I'm scared that I need to run away and I might be making a mistake, blah, blah, blah. So I think it was kind of coming up. But oh, just holding on, like there's just part of me that's like, in one way I was like, oh, if I was pregnant, and oh, if he could just do the work and turn around. And I think my heart is just kind of locked in, even though I know he's not good. Well, he dumped me, so I mean, it's not like.
Well, what I remembered from our, I didn't watch the recording, but was, they kept saying, well, he's not as high vibrationally as you are. He could be, but he's not.
Doesn't
And
want to.
I wanted it to be for you because you were like, this is my person. And I really questioned it when I got off the phone with you or this with you. I was like, did I read that? I mean, did I read that wrong? And they said no. And so he's not your person.
No.
And it doesn't, Akasha, it doesn't have to be that hard. It does not, and it will not be. All right, let me show you what came through. And I called him in, and it looks like it's going to be a card reading today. Okay, so all night last night I saw this picture
Oh
here.
yeah, Sophia.
Is it Sophia? So she's with you,
Yeah.
but she's not one of the cards that dropped out. But let me start with Jesus first. So I use these only for myself and you now. So the
Thanks.
first one that dropped out is, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And that's you. That's the two of us,
Yeah.
right? The true divine love.
Yeah.
That's it. And so we are blessed.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this one, knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Do you remember the doorway
The
you were saying
door.
last week that was like running into the side of the doorway?
No, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, that you were like, you keep crashing into the side of the door.
But I love this, and whenever I'm in doubt, I remember this, that Jesus is always knocking at my heart, that I've done something, that I've decided something that's closed the door. And
Yeah.
so that's, and I know this doesn't, I don't know, I know you're hurting, but there is more for you. There
Well,
is.
this, yeah, that's the thing. I think the, you know, you need to feel the pain sometimes to get to the other side. And I do know that, yeah, like there's a reason, you know.
So, all these cards popped out for you, and I'm going to read them to you. They're your cards, and they're in English, but I chose the English part.
Yeah, okay.
So, here she came first.
Oh,
I
wow.
mean, all I do is shuffle through and ask them to fall on the floor. This
Okay.
is what fell on the floor, was Aphrodite. And she says, "I come to you now with this beautiful energy of divine love. I am one with you now, and I offer you all the love of the world. Call upon it so I can come and fill you up with divine love. Love yourself first, and all doors, here we go, of love will open. Open yourself up to receive, and you will be loved by all. Trust in the divine. I'm here, and I come to you, and I bless you with the purity of love."
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. The very next one then was Mary Magdalene. I know. You are a beacon of light and a messenger of the divine feminine. That is you. That is you. You're a messenger of God. And so you can't let somebody try to extinguish that.
No, and that's the thing. It's like it's like he doesn't see me, you know? He can't it and me with him, I can't see myself really, because I just have such a bad image of myself, which I think is a projected thing on his part, you
I
know?
think so too.
And I think I
I
was
think so.
sucking in all his pain and all his, you know, insecurities, and turning it into my own. And I think he was happily giving it to me.
Yeah, and that cannot be. I
No.
mean,
And that's the thing that I'm left with, is feeling like I've lost something really precious. And I don't think that's accurate, because I think I feel that's maybe what he's feeling, you know?
yeah. Yes. Yeah, it is. It is what he's feeling, but he's not.
But he can't acknowledge it. He can't.
No.
And so I'm left with that feeling myself, and it's like, yeah, how do I feel? How do I give it to myself and not to the other person? I think that's where it's really tricky.
Part of the gift of this relationship, they're saying, though, was the physical, was that you had not felt particularly beautiful and sexy in a long time. And he is extremely attracted to you physically because you are beautiful. And it just.
And I'm attracted to him physically, and I think that I've never been with a man that I'm like really physically attracted to.
Right. And it is your age as well. You from my own life, I know that the age of around, 42 or 44 was, sexually was best for me.
Yeah,
And
that's yeah.
then you hit menopause. I was
No.
angry when I hit menopause at 50, I did. But it didn't change because I had the right partner. But it's
And
just.
that's a bit my fear, is if I lose this sexual kind of, you know, like I'm not in my, you know, like if I'm not feeling attractive and I go into menopause or whatever, that it'll be too late to attract someone. You know, I know
It's
that.
not.
No,
It's
I
not.
know that's not true, but it's just
It's not true.
that feeling of like, yeah, I think it's the yeah, but is, you're right, it's definitely a physical thing. It's like his body, my body, our se like the sex we were having too, but the sex with Yannick, in fairness, was better because it was much safer feeling. You know, like I felt so safe with Yannick. But the fact that I was so attracted to him added a whole other element, and I really want that. Like, I just really want someone to be like, 'cause so it's hard for me to hear that he was really into me, but I know he was sexually really attracted to me. And I like, but if that's what's just so hard, it's that feeling of like, oh, that was just not enough, you know? And now I'm like, oh, I just, yeah, like there's a real sort of longing to have a partner, I think, is coming really strong now. really, really strong. Whereas it wasn't when before I met him, I didn't have it as strong. But now I'm like, I can't wait anymore. Like this, do you know? It's like, and even Sophie in the car, she said to me yesterday, it was so sweet. But she's like, oh, I want you to be with someone, mum. And I was like, oh, I thought you just really didn't want me to meet anyone. And she was like, no, I just want someone to be good enough for you. And then she said, you know, if you have someone, then that's also like a dad for me. And I need that too. And I never heard her say that. I didn't even think that she thought that way, you know?
That makes me cry. That
Yeah.
makes me cry.
It is.
That's, but he, but Marvin's not the one.
Yeah, she's called it straight away.
He's not.
Yeah. He's not the
He's not
one,
the one.
that's it. I just want, so that's what I want. I just want someone that I fancy even more than him. That's it. It really, I want it also on the physical level. Like if I could merge Marvin and Yannick together, that would be the perfect man for me. You know? Yeah, I think part of me is. Yeah, I just really thought.
I know. Well, he's the one that you've dreamed about.
Yeah.
He's the one that you've, I mean, physically, because remember you told me about that trip to Lourdes and you and there was the one that looked like him.
No, I
Oh,
can't
it was just handsome, so handsome. And then your first husband also, right?
remember. Yeah, but oh, the one in Lourdes when I was a teenager, the black guy, was it? Is that what I was talking about?
That's the one you told me about.
Oh yeah, God, yeah, that was really I was so in love with him.
So there's definitely something there, but
Yeah.
I don't usually, dive into past lives. Truly. When you were talking about Marvin, this has a lot to do with his mother.
I know, I know, and that
It's
was a big
incredibly linked,
discussion. Yeah, and she,
incredibly linked.
I think that's what I said to him in one of my messages. I was like, I saw in my dreams the relationship you had with your mother, and I'm really sorry. And because, I was, that's why I was like, I'll love you forever. Because I was like, he hit that wound, I think, is so big that he'd, I mean, a lot of narcissists, I'm not going to say he's a narcissist, but I'd be kind of doubting maybe he is, because that wound, and it's the hatred of the mother, it can't be overcome, you know? I mean, maybe it can in some instances, but he's not even acknowledging it. And I can see where I'll just always be that mother, you know, like the one that didn't give him the milk, you know?
Yeah.
And he hates her, like it's like, you know, talking to about it. And I said it to him yesterday. I was like, you see me as your mum, you know, when I'm emotional, you see your mum.
Right. It's true.
And I
And when
think
he said that you're too needy and all of that, that's not true for you. It's not true.
isn't true. I haven't been asking for a lot. I know that's not true.
It's not true.
It's just he's not willing to give anything, you know,
It's incapable.
incapable and angry to do so. It's like, you're not on my priority list. My son comes first. My friends come first. This random stranger comes first because you're the woman. You have to wait. Mum made me wait, so I have to. I'll make you wait. And that's why he wasn't replying to the messages. That's what I was seeing, because I was like, he basically had to wait. His mum never came at the right moment, you know, she wasn't there for him at the right moment, so he punishes me in that way.
Est-ce qu'elle est toujours vivante? Ma mère? Oui. J'en dis oui. Okay, I have three more cards. Now look at this one. Yeah,
That works.
Moana.
I love it.
I love that one too. You're blessed by the element of water, and that's it just fell out. So there you go. And then they were just popping out like crazy.
Oh yeah, I keep getting that card too.
Do you? Okay. Okay. What do I want? Do I believe I can get what I want?
Yeah.
Am I impatient? How can I trust that I can get what you want, what I want? You can. It's coming. And the relationship's coming. That's what I see.
I can feel I just need to tweak the resistance of it not being possible, 'cause that's the yeah, it's like stepping into my worth and then it will come. The journey. Lakshmi, yes. That's what came from it. I was like, I'm gonna build my finances so that, and I was like, maybe I'll meet a rich guy.
Well, that would be wonderful. Or
it?
someone who's like Richard, good with managing what we have.
That's it. That's what I need. I like someone who's just good with money, maybe who has a bit of family money or whatever, and just is an entrepreneur. Like, that would be fantastic. And
Or someone
someone.
could not doesn't have to be an entrepreneur. It could be somebody with a very steady
Oh, yeah, steady job.
income.
Yeah.
And then what you bring in would be gravy.
Yeah. I love that.
That's very, yeah.
I mean, that's what, ideally, that's what I'd like, basically. I never thought that way before, but right now I'm thinking, Marvin said to me, oh, you need a guy who's got like a yacht. And I felt so offended when he said that, but I was just at La Rochelle and l'Île de Ré, and I was like, yes.
Pourquoi
Yeah,
pas?
like if his
Right.
family have a yacht and they're not super reptilian and they're nice, then yeah, why not? So yeah.
Why not? Why not? But it's not the most important thing.
No, I really don't care about money, but I really would like to play more with money and being on holiday. I was like, yeah, we need to do this more often. We need to be able to just splash out and not stress and, just having a bit of a normal life and not sort of being in survival mode, Because my
Yeah.
partner's always been in survival mode and it's just really annoying,
Your mother has?
Always. We grew up like that.
Well, that's the way you know. We did too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
And did you then meet Richard, who had loads of money, or what? How was it? Or
No. I became a teacher.
that's it.
So that's very
Yeah, stable.
steady, and that's exactly what I can count on. That was what I had my health, my intellect, and that I could count on that, and I could raise my children, not with a lot of money, but so
Enough.
I was no,
Eddie.
I've been married 3 times.
Yeah.
First marriage, I left my husband, and then second marriage,
Yeah, he
I
died.
essentially married my mother. It was a very alcoholic type
Wow.
relationship, but he was a workaholic and a rageaholic, and so he could be so charming. And then it was just, yeah, it was tough. But
Was your mom an alcoholic then?
oh yes, oh yeah, oh yeah,
My mom's mom was an alcoholic as well.
yeah. C'est pas facile. And so I had, I raised my children with alcoholic tendencies, although I wasn't an alcoholic, but all the craziness.
Yeah, the
Well,
pressure. Takes the pressure
it's
off.
just crazy. It's just crazy. But because Al was a workaholic, though, he did make a lot of money. And so when he died, I did inherit.
Yeah, that's good.
I did inherit.
Yeah.
And so I still taught, but then, and Richard worked with Al, So, but Richard's that's how I met him. Richard's very, steady work, and he's retired now, and so we're trying to manage our retirement finances and
It's like that, yeah, like stable, kind of secure, not lots of money, but not the stress of money, because it's well managed.
it's well managed. And who knows, security, we have Social Security and I have teacher retirement, but those funds could go away.
I know, and that's the thing where we think that we have security sometimes, and it's the same with me. I mean, we've inherited my dad's house, so technically there is security there, but it's tied up in a property. But it's also, being grateful for that, learning to receive, like without feeling guilty. And yeah, I think that I definitely feel like I'm ready for that change in that area,
Yes, and I think it's coming too. Well, Mother Mary wanted to come speak to you.
Oh, I knew it would
Yeah.
be her. I was so happy because I was like, oh, Mother Mary. And I saw Mother Mary, and then I saw her behind you again. And so I just, that feels so normal and right.
Elle toujours là. Elle est toujours avec nous. Okay, so.
Oh, and I was in the church yesterday in Sala, and they lit a candle, and I was meditating in the church because I had time to spare before I was meeting a friend. And then I heard, we're giving you a candle. You don't have to pay for it. You just take it and don't put money in the box. That it's a gift from the church. And I'm like, oh, okay. I did put 5 cent in because I didn't want people to think I was stealing. But then I went all the round to find Mary, and there was all the candles for Mary, hardly any for the other saints. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna put one for Mary.
C'est
So that
toujours
was yesterday.
comme ça, comme parce qu'elle règne. Hein? Elle est toujours là, elle règne.
It's a military plane.
But that's okay. See, you're greatly protected,
Yeah.
spiritually and physically.
Yeah,
All
Cosmo
right. All
said.
right. So you sit in a comfortable and relaxed position and you just receive because all the love in the world comes to you. And I'm going to start, since you talked about Catholic, I'm going to start in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. So I've called, I ask for the protection of 100,000 angels around each one of us, which already we've both called in. Let us be in this beautiful bubble of light together as we come before the altar. Oh, great. Dear God, thank you so much for this opportunity for the two of us to come together in great, great love, familial love, as well as divine love that surrounds us in all ways. And because this is a prayer, we know that beloved Lord Jesus is here. And I ask for the other members of our teams of light to be present. And Orion, please lift us good. All right, most beloved Akasha, this is Mary. And I do want you to know, most beloved one, that you are the di most divine angel walking upon earth that is present. You emit the most beautiful golden light that everyone who meets you wants to be part of. For many come into your presence just to feel the shift in energy and to experience the love that you create around you and that you allow to pour through you. Most beloved one, there is one who is coming for you, who will be a perfect partner for you. You are not to be dismayed, for you're also not to live alone in this life. You have been nurturing the little divine angel Sophia, who is growing into adulthood now. And you have done very well with her, for she is a great soul of wisdom who has come directly through you and to you because of your vibration, most beloved. So you have given birth to a divine being and are nurturing her well. You are accurately receiving from her and receiving her wisdom and love and allowing her to nurture you. For this is a great growth opportunity for her as well. And she does recognize this. The two of you will continue to be a pair, PAIR, together and bless the world, for she will follow in your footsteps. She will integrate more into society to bring this huge light that the two of you both bring and to make big changes in this world of form. Huh, interesting. And so, beloved, there is one, a male, who is coming, who will adore you and who will adore Sophia and will accept her as she is. There will be great conversations between the three of you, and it will be a beautiful and happy life. This will then open up channels for you to freely develop your own practice, which you do have greatly developed, but this will allow it to be grounded into earth, like into society, because you will be free. And you will be open to love freely. There will be not any feeling or, I don't know, like a wave of a sentiment that you give of, yes, I love you. And this is to people that you channel for. I love you. I am supposed to be this channel, but I do need something in return because you need to not struggle with money. So there is a sentiment that goes forth, and people will gladly accept from you, but they are not returning as there's not a fair exchange in what you bring forth into the world. And so this will help change that dynamic. And so, beloved one, my beloved one, you are my equal, for you are a mother. You are completely devoted to God. And you also say, your will be done to God. So you do manifest with God, with the Holy Spirit, and know that that is true and bring it forth. So let this be grounded into your body, this manifestation. Allow it to be done to you, manifestation. And bringing through the full love of God. Do not fear. Do not fear. Your life is secure. Your soul is magnificent, beloved one. And all is well. Remember to dance in order to ground yourself into your body and your existence. You need not ground yourself through another at all. At all. For when you do so, you will pick up those grievances or those lack of holiness pains. And so you are not to ground through another. You and Sophia may indeed be on terra firma together because you are twins. And so, Akasha, I am with you always. I love you, and I will grant you what you wish and what your soul wishes more than anything is love, divine love, but to be anchored in and experienced on earth. And that's what is coming. I love you, love you, love you, and protect you. And so it is. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you so much, Mother Mary. And it's so funny because I was in the church and I said, just when I lit my candles, like, just bring me that divine partner. Like, I'm asking for a miracle. So that's so nice
Yes.
that she ended with that, you know.
It's coming. It's coming. I don't know when.
It doesn't matter, I think. I just really feel like I'm okay to wait. It's just knowing that I can do it, you know. And I hear like it's just me saying what I want, and that's what I want. And when you said he will adore you, that's what I was waiting for from Marvin, you know. It was like that's what I felt. So it was like I was adoring him, but he was not adoring me. And Yannick was adoring me, but I was not adoring him. And so I just needed to be reciprocal, you know.
Oui, Marvin était incapable. Et il sera toujours incapable.
Yeah, that's what they show me. I asked, is he, does he, did. Does he love me? And I got a no. And I said, has he ever loved anyone? And I got a no. And I was like, is he ever going to be capable of loving someone? And I got a no. So thank you so much. That was so beautiful.
You're so welcome.
Like, so beautiful. I've felt the heat coming down all my body, and I just feel God, and I feel, and I was like, just feel the guide, Saint Bernadette as well, Mary, and just I was calling them all in the church, and Joan of Arc and all of them, and I was just like, you know, like, yeah, by, you know, God's will, whatever I need to do, I'll do it, you know, even if it's completely selfless. It was just like, but then I did say, you know, like, if I can be with a man, I just want that male security in my life so I can grow better, like I feel it. And the dancing, which is interesting because I have to, you know, sign up again for my dance class, and I was like, oh, do I want to do it? Do I not? Then I wanted to launch my own dance class, you know, like a healing workshop.
Be awesome. I got
Yeah.
a yes on that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and it would be called Dancing with the Jaguars.
The Jaguars?
Yeah, it's like the feminine, it's the west side, the west direction in my shamanic work, and it's like, you know, sort of like a healing art of dancing to reconnect to your power.
Beautiful.
I'll
There
send
we
you a video of me and Sophie and Ivy dancing, my niece.
That would be great. That would be great. I'll
It's
dance with you. I'll dance along with the video.
Well, it's really ridiculous, but me, so I was heartbroken, but then my mum and my brother went out for a meal because I decided not to go, and then the girls wanted to stay with me. So they stayed, and then we were putting on music and filming ourselves, and we were laughing.
That's great. That's a that, and I'm wondering too, if you could do a dance workshop for the girls Sophia's age. It's so, especially before they enter into, has Sophia gotten her period yet?
No.
And as they're coming into womanhood that way, to really love their bodies and
Totally.
not buy into the the media and
I know, it's yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, it's true, and I feel dancing it when you dance, you just feel so good, you know.
you do. That would be great. Wouldn't it be awesome to dance and then like have a canvas, a big canvas, and with paints of different colors. And as you dance, each little girl could go and put a color or something
I love
on
that.
the canvas.
I love that. I've had those ideas of art therapy and dance mixed together for sure, but I never thought of doing classes for kids, but I have been to many kids' discos, which are really, really fun, you know.
Cool. And just a well, and interesting. Very, it just looks great. I can just see the, and then you all have a representation of your dance class that, I mean, everybody gets a picture of it, or somebody, you can draw straws and somebody gets to take it home, whatever.
No, I love that.
Oh.
Okay, so for thank you so much. I do I just feel like channeling first and pulling cards after. That's
Perfect.
yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna ha ask for 100,000 angels to surround Janelin and I now, and Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Jesus, Orion, Isis, and the 13 fairies, and all my guides to lift us up to the highest degree of light now that we can manage for highest and best good and the highest and best good of all. There's a hummingbird coming in as well. And I invite all this beautiful waterfall of light to cleanse down through our crowns, third eyes, throats, hearts, solar plexus, sacral base, legs, knees, calves, and feet now. And just cleanse us of anything that no longer serves our highest and best good. Archangel Michael, can you cut any cords across all time, space, dimension, and reality?
Thank you.
And I would like to call in the oceans and the eclipse energy as well. I feel that's important, this lunar and solar energies. And I invite the highest, best, most loving, most appropriate guide to bring forward a message of light for Janelin. And I ask to be the pure neutral channel now. This is I, Archangel Raphael. I come forward to remind you of your divine purpose and to allow you to open up fully to receive the divine messages more and more as you are to share these with others. They are so potent, magical, and right on point that it is sad that others cannot access these truths and energies and messages. This is important for your life's work to put out these messages. Have you oh, sorry, they're showing me like loads of books with messages that you may write and to share them. I don't know if that's a thing. Or to write them. What is it? Yes, we want you to put them into the form, into form, onto paper, and even if it is very small, such as 10, 20 pages even, just to get it out into the hands of others. It is about putting it into form, not being too specific about is it right or wrong or being in the mind, but just in the heart vibration and the humility of. It's funny, they're showing me them. You know, when an artist doesn't have a degree, they call it an artist that's an outsider artist, so they're sort of saying about an outsider author that you don't need to have what you consider the credentials, because that means nothing in spirit world. Even though we will add that you do have these credentials, that you have all the abilities, but it is like recognition in your society around all those who have PhDs and high level studies are considered more than, say, a mother of five children. There is no such thing as value from a spirit perspective that is different. Each individual is a writer if they wish to be, is an artist if they wish to be, is a dancer if they wish to be, is a teacher if they wish to be. It is about your soul choosing that path and the messages to, as Betsy would say, willing to be the fool for God, to let yourself be willing to not know it perfectly, to put it out there anyway, and for it to have its own journey and be able to reach others that need these words. This is not just about you putting out a book. It is about these words that need to vibrate in the hands of those that are seeking. Such as the Bible vibrates with a golden energy, it is the same thing for these words. This is important, very important. It can be easy. It can be easy if you take away the idea that it has to be a one and only book, or everything has to be in it, or it has to be a certain way. We are just asking that you do it and you execute it, you publish, maybe even if you don't want to publish a lot, 20 books even, but just that it gets moving, that you get this energy out and moving. It can have a structure that is a bit like a Camino, a bit like a travel or a journey, as if you were doing one leg of the walk this time, and then you will join that leg on at another time. It's like volume one of this book, and then you will put out another one and then another one. It could be as fun as that. Just a few steps on the great journey, and then another few steps on the great journey. This is how you can overcome the perfectionist inside you. Doesn't have to be all in one book, and it doesn't have, there's no pressure, that's what they're saying. But the fact that it's not being done, that is problematic. So wait, let me just see. So we want you to imagine this book in your hands right now. And we want it to be the book that you wish that you had on hand, like a drink on tap, on hand, that you would have whenever you are in need, or whenever you are in doubt, or wherever you just need a pickup phrase, or wherever you get bad news, or you just need a connection. This book, that's what this book is about. It's the connection to the divine. It will, everyone who opens it can connect in as if the golden light shines forth. Let yourself visualize this image of this book. When you open it, you can hear the music, you can hear the angels, you can hear the light, you can see the light, you can experience the light, feel the light. Your heart opens, the book opens, your heart opens. These images are important. And every time you go to create the next chapter or the next message or the next part of the book, it is, that's the intention as you start. It's the book opens, so does my heart. The book opens, so does my heart. The book opens, so does my heart. And with that is the golden light.
Oh.
It is a reuniting of the mystical, spiritual world of witches and pagans and all that is original spirit connection to the biblical world, to the archetypes that you so dearly love. And this is the church where people are safe, where people are connected and don't have to renoncer and give up on their connection to the ancestral realm and the plants and the animal kingdom and the stone kingdom, or have to give up on Jesus, Mary, and all the biblical teachings. That is what is here, and that's the way that it is intended on earth moving on forward. You said that you saw this white ferret around me once. I don't know, but I see this white ferret here. So he's the messenger of the trees. So again, it's like the elements, the trees, the rustling of the leaves. I think it's the book's poetic in that way, about the water and the spirit of the source where you live, and the whispering of the animals that have passed, and all the trees talking between them, and the wind talking to the trees, and the leaves of the seasons, and it's very much So as they said about the Camino, the stepping of, the different legs of the Camino, it can be a seasonal thing too, like you could have the Book of Samhain or the Book of Imbolc or the whatever. It doesn't have to be that, but it's kind of like they would come out in season or something, spring, summer, winter, or often they do that in music, as you know. But I don't know, there's something about it being a cyclical thing that could be very fun, basically, like where the theme could be fun for you. I'm just seeing if there's anything else. And Archangel Raphael is saying that this is a healing book, basically. Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's certainly not the first time we've heard that. It's
No,
been
I'm sorry.
in
It's a bit
the
repetitive.
background. No, it's repetition. I have several ideas. I
Okay.
mean, I do. And so I agree. I think that you and I getting together to channel for each other is huge love put out into the world, and it's needed. And we help each other and love each other, but it's huge. And this would be the same, would be like that. It's needed, that light.
I'm wondering if we could do maybe on YouTube once where we, start doing little like short channelings or something, or in these sessions we ask from collective message and then I edit it so it's not live, but that could work, but it feels like that's later because I feel
Yeah,
like,
it does feel later. It feels later.
and it feels like we need to receive on a personal level first, that that's
Yes, both of us.
we give and this is receiving. Do you have any questions?
No.
Did
Right? No, I
you
know
get all
it's.
the imagery with it? When
I
did you?
got all the imagery with
Oh,
it too.
because it was so pretty. It was so pretty, all the like the golden energy and then the whispering of the trees and the leaves and the animals and the deities and like Mary and Jesus. It was just so makes me want to cry, but it was like, I just, and the opening of the book where it was just like immediate heart opening. It's just, and no pressure, like it's just that's the thing where it has to be fun,
It has to be fun and bring me joy. And so, and it will, like the Camino does. I mean, the Camino's not, you wake up every day, put on your shoes, and maybe you have blisters or whatever, and you
No.
go. But it, yet there's a such a beauty about it, and you meet new people along the way, and
It, and I think that's the the idea that it's not definite. It's like there's like one volume and then there's another volume. But the important thing is I can see the fact that the book's in just the book with your name on it, channel, whatever. It's like just the fact that it's in this plane is very, very important.
Okay, I get it. I have a book already. I used to send out messages all the time, and I have all of those saved in email. I just need to convert them.
So that's what they're talking about, the messages
Yes,
that are written. Okay.
they're already written, and so all I need to do is convert them from email, and then publish it, because
Okay.
they have beautiful images and pictures
One
with
of
them.
your sons is, would he be good at that? One of your
I
sons?
think so. I'll have to see. Yeah. Yes, Michael probably would
Which
be.
one's he? Describe what he looks like.
He's the tall, thin one.
Okay, cool.
He looks more like me than Matthew.
Okay, so yeah, ask, because I think if you gathered the messages and just put them on like say a one document, and then I mean it's not that hard, it just needs someone or just got paid someone to just do it really quickly, like and just say, look, I need this book made up, this is the content, like there might be a publisher who could just be, like an online publisher or something could be like, okay, you need this, blah, blah, blah. But it could be quick, and it wouldn't have to be very, it doesn't have to be like, it could be like, yeah, that they're saying make sure it's in different, like a pocketbook, like something. And then there'll be several ones.
Nice. Nice. I'll work on it with Michael John.
Okay,
With
cool.
my Michael John. He'll have really good ideas. He's quite brilliant. Well,
Okay.
like that. Well,
That's
both of them are,
yeah,
but
use him because he's you've got Sekhmet, so it's
oh, I love Sekhmet.
yeah, and she can't, there was I did a reading and they were showing me, in The Lion King in the cartoon where they hold up baby Simba
Yes, I
and
love that.
and
Yeah.
they were saying it's about us honoring who we truly are and fully taking space as if they said in your message, oh, you are the most golden, that it's this is that's the point, it's like allowing it to be, that makes me want to cry, but oh, we're so critical of ourselves. It's so sad.
It is so sad. It is very sad.
I was watching, have you ever seen this program called Love on the Spectrum on Netflix? So it's about disabled ki kids, mostly autistic, that have go on dates, and they're so, they don't have egos, basically. This is what I was establishing. And they're just so honest. And they're like, I'm a really nice person. And it's so sincere. And it's, and me and Sophia have been watching it. And it's like, it's just so endearing. 'Cause you're like, wow, we're the handicapped ones where we're
Absolutely.
so not able to be authentic and appreciate ourselves and appreciate everything, it like we can, but it's like we're so caught up in our mind, whereas they're just like, I love you, I want a girlfriend, like it's so sweet. And I was just, that's what I'm, it's like we have to get out of our ways, I think, a bit more and just put out the content and decide that, you know, this your book can be, oh, I'm gonna say it, it could be like the Bible, you know, we don't know. So it's like
We don't know. You're right. We
divine
don't know.
feminine
Russia.
rash, yeah. So it's
Yeah.
this is important for the awakening of the divine feminine that we both carry and that we're both leading with. So it's like you, if we don't put it out there, who will? You know?
I know.
And then cycles and rhythms. So it will take time, but if you go methodically step by step, then it will get
I
out.
love that, like the Camino,
Like the
step.
Camino.
I say you have tranche par tranche or étape par étape.
And
Yes.
Pachacuti Inca, so he's the guardian of the upper world. So he'll be, it's funny because I think we've talked about this, but you know Alberto Villoldo, who's,
Yes, I do.
he's my shamanic teacher from the where I studied in his school, but he basically, all his books, he goes to the upper world, downloads them into the present. So he goes and sees, and when I was in a university, I have a degree in fine art, and I went with my art theory classes. We had to write essays, and I always was not good at writing in France, and I had a terrible time because I just was not good at spelling and all this. But when I wrote in English, because I was studied in French and then in England. In Ireland, and I would go up into the upper world, see what I'd written, and bring it down. And I got like always over 75%, you know, and I was not very studious, like I was a bit like last minute, but I just did that. I was just like, okay, give me the information. So if you want, I can teach you that next time, or
That
you,
would be great.
yeah, okay,
I would love that.
that's so cool. And I'll record it because I wanted to do that. And so that's brilliant. Okay, let's do that next time. And then you can just download it really quickly. I mean, it's like channeling, but they'll give you the layout and stuff.
I would love that.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, let's do that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
And
that's wonderful. Oh, that's
he's the guardian of the upper world, so it's basically opening the trap door and letting it all come down. Poof, like boom, it's here.
perfect.
Which you've done already, but maybe it would just help you with the layout or something, or seeing it.
Oh no, I think that's wonderful.
Okay, cool,
I
let's
think that's fabulous.
yay.
So, oh.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask Archangel Michael to cleanse off anything that no longer serves us. Also, this, you know, part of ourselves that is always critical or doesn't feel good enough or is self-censoring that is not serving the divine feminine. Can we please just delete it now, uncreate a destory across all time, space, dimension, just or let it wash away with the waters? And may we fully be the baby Simba that everyone is celebrating.
Even même à mon âge, huh?
Oh, and surtout, you're in your prime. You're the divine feminine at her best. So it's, yeah, honoring the divine goddesses that we are and fully taking our space on our thrones as the wise women. You know, the women carriers of the divine feminine and of, you know, the grace of God, basically, that we're, you know, what is really the most important thing in the world, I think, and that has been so badly mistreated.
It's the true wings of love.
That's it, the true wings of love. So that's it. And yeah, we need to. That's why it's so important that we do this work and we put it out there, because if we don't do
Who is? I right?
exactly. And
Well,
all
we need
the
to.
hardships take, you know, even with all that, where you're just still so pure in your light, it's so important. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I just love you so dearly.
I love you so much too, and I just feel so grateful for this space.
Me too.
Yeah, such a gift. So, thanking all the guides, Southwest,
Yes.
Northeast, Pachamama, Father Sky, Michael, thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And please protect Cosmo so he doesn't get attacked by a badger again. Oh my gosh, he's such a baby. Oh my gosh.
He's so sweet. He's the sweetest little being ever.
Yes, look at that. He's gorgeous.
He's so gorgeous. He's just
Oh, look at that. Oh my gosh. He's your jaguar.
Yeah, he's my boy boy. I call him my boy boy. And he sleeps with Sophia all the time. He just goes and he just lies with her. He's her cat, so
It's perfect. All right, sweetheart. You
yeah,
look
lots of love.
beautiful. I love you.
Have
Thank
brown
you.
legs.
And what, 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah,
In 2 weeks?
in 2 weeks.
Perfect.
Lots of love.
Okay.
I'll see you soon. Love
Hey,
you.
sweetheart. Love you too. Bye, honey.
Bye. Thank you.